If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I survived some stuff. Next week, I'm going to be sharing my birth story, so stay tuned for that. But this week, I've had a chance, I'm 5 weeks postpartum now, to really, really deeply be in postpartum and consider what has gotten me through, both in past postpartums and this most recent one for baby number four, 33 years old. So make sure you are on the newsletter, y'all, because some new courses are coming your way. I have been so inspired being postpartum. Go to lizzielangston.com and get some of my free stuff, and it'll put you on my list. Let's go.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out, to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Hello, Lizzie Langston coming at ya. Mom of four kids now, just had my fourth baby, June. That's a joke. Her due date was in June. She came in May. It's a whole long story. I'm going to be sharing it on the podcast when I feel ready. Right now, I'm just trying to survive each day. And I'm also really committed to my podcast. Number one, because I have reasons to be professionally at this point now. But number two, because it literally helps me so much to be afloat. And I think about you guys, like when I'm sitting here in my room doing nothing but feeding a baby, I think about a lot of things, but I also think about this community. And frankly, I feel some anger sometimes. I think about how hard it is to be a postpartum woman, how dang hard it is, and how many, I'm like feeling it in my bones, how many things work against us. And during this extremely vulnerable time period, when you're postpartum, you hear everybody's postpartum stories, I've noticed. And one thing I've heard a lot of is how women have been laid off of work the day after they have their baby. And I just, like, stories like that make me nuts. And it goes both ways. There are women who abuse their maternity leave and they leave their employers hanging. Okay. So there's that. But, yeah. And then I had a C-section this time and we weren't planning on it. So I'll share more in my birth story episode on that. I don't feel like going into it right now because I'm still processing it. It's very raw, but, like very raw. Like I bring it up and I'm like, what was I saying? I don't remember. But, there's been so much hard, so much hard. And, honestly, it's broken me in some ways. Like I have felt that way. But it has strengthened my resolve to get in the trenches and figure out how the hell we can make this time of our lives more survivable. It just has to be that way. It has to. Not because we need to have bushels of children, but because we deserve. I mean, and I hate to use the word deserve. It feels so like millennial entitlement. I think I am. No, what am I? I was born in 1989. You tell me what I am. I don't know because I'm sleep deprived. But yeah, I just feel really, really strongly that women need more support during this time. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a postpartum coach. Like I literally just witness it left and right. I see wounded women soldiers and I don't really see a lot of people helping them the way they need to be helped. I see a lot of people in the postpartum trenches cheering women on. I see a lot of women and men, cheerleading and validating women. I hear some good tools. I hear and see some good nervous system workers out there, some trauma workers. But the problem is the packaging of the content often is too meaty. It's too fat. Like, women postpartum need something quick, digestible, to the point. Sorry, I'm snapping in your ear. It's probably really loud. So that's what I'm going to be creating. And I'm literally just riffing here because my brain is super, you know, tired. But what I plan to be creating in the near future as I recover from this baby. And this is why you need, I would ask that you would get on my email list, because I really want to involve you guys as I start creating content from the trenches of baby number four. I don't want to overuse that phrase. I'm not like trying to turn it into a marketing thing. Sorry. I don't want to be weird. I just, I have had so many good ideas, like really good ones. And like, I really feel like together, me and you guys can take the really hard shit I've been through in the last couple months with a surprise 36 weeks and 6 days baby via C-section that wasn't expected, emergency situation. And I can alchemize that with your help and your guidance. I'm being so raw and real. It's so much more like me to just be like, hey, everybody, I feel so good today. I don't feel great today. I feel tired and I feel really compelled and determined to make this a better experience for all of us. And so please get on my email list. It's just lizzielangston.com. Download one of my free resources. And then when I start creating my courses, I'm going to be asking you, what do you want in a postpartum course? What topics are you struggling with? Do you want to learn about sex postpartum? I feel like I always say that one. I'm sorry. It's just the first one that always comes to my head. Do you want to learn about how to take care of a newborn? Actually, I would be the worst person to teach you that. I'm still figuring that out. So I won't teach you that one. But I'm really good at like understanding and noticing trauma and recovering your body, your nervous system, like bringing yourself out of shock, bringing yourself out of trauma. And obviously a lot of times that stuff needs like a therapist and stuff, but I'll also, I'm stuttering because I'm tired, but there are a lot of times where you can be your own guide and doula. And I want to empower you with the things that I have felt empowered with this time around. So long story short, get on my email list, rant over. All right. Really happy to be here with you guys again today. I'm so grateful that you're here. Let's dive in. I'm going to take deep breaths and go slow because I do have a tired brain, but we do, hallelujah, have a doula coming tonight to do some sleep support.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So I've been thinking about these last two. In the previous two episodes, didn't mean to drag it out so much, guys, sorry. But in the previous two episodes, we did 1 through 7. And so I've got 8, 9, and 10, I think, and forgive my numbers if I did it wrong. Okay. The first thing I wanted to say so number 8, let's just say it that way. One thing you have to realize is that when you're postpartum, your body is processing a lot. And I think that goes without being said. But the issue is that in those first 6 weeks, you're really focused a lot of times on baby, right? And so your personal healing kind of goes to the back burner. Now, it just depends how you go about it, but that can be the case. I need water. Hold on. Okay. I got some water. So you'll notice there's like this 3-phased arc. I'm literally writing in my notebook as I talk. It helps me focus because my brain's so tired. Sorry, I'll stop talking about my tired brain. Okay. So we have... you have like your issues, baby's issues, and then family issues. And you have these 3 phases of life that are all on top of each other. It's kind of like when you have those circles, you have like 2 circles on the side, and then there's that one middle circle. What's that called? There's some fancy name for that. It's like a Venn diagram. Is that right? So it's kind of like that when you're emotionally processing postpartum. You have family stuff, you have your own personal stuff, and you've got baby stuff. And it's really tricky because it all gets sort of mushed and layered in there. And so your body is like I've had moments, I'll give you an example. I've had moments where I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I just go through? Like I'll have these pockets, these little windows where I catch myself processing my own stuff. But then I hear the baby cry and it's like, voop. All of a sudden, all of that goes back on hold and I got to go take care of the baby for a minute. Of course I want to take care of the baby, right? Or, you know, sometimes my hubby's there or somebody's there to help and I have a more minute to process. But usually it's, you know, especially when he goes back to work, it'll be me mostly. And so it's like, okay, time out, got to go to baby. And then you're nursing the baby or you're bottle feeding your baby and you find yourself wandering again down into your own stuff. Like, oh, that was a really hard C-section. And then your husband texts you and he's like, oh, you didn't tell me that the air conditioning went out. Like you were supposed to tell me that. And you're like, oh my gosh, I can't even like eat cereal or oatmeal, let alone like remember that. So this is what I mean is there's like these convergent themes that need a lot of your attention and they're all happening at the same time. And the natural tendency is to want to process. Well, actually, I can't really tell you what your natural tendency is. Let me be real, because your natural tendency is going to be different than mine. I tend to want to just get in there and get the work done and process stuff. I'm like, oh, I have birth trauma. All right, let's go talk to my therapist. Or, oh, I'm in shock. All right, like, whatever. But it doesn't work like that postpartum. You kind of have to be patient as it all unfolds in its way. So that, I guess, is my tip number 8. Does this feel genius to you? I hope it does, because it's taking so much brain power to bring it to you today. But I want to be here. Like I really do. I need this. I love being here. I'm just still trying to wrap my brain around how little sleep I got last night. But that's number 8 is like, you got to have patience when you find, you know, if you're a very self-advocating type of lady like myself, where you're really onto yourself, you're like, oh, I need a therapist, or, oh, I need this. I need this. I got to get a, like, chill. You're going to need to chill, because you're going to have to get that baby through the first 6 weeks. You're going to have to get your body through those first 6 weeks. Now, I'm not saying don't go get support. And I really hope that I don't say that. I'm not trying to say don't get support for mom. And I'm not trying to say that you need to self-neglect in order to help your baby. In fact, I'm a very big opposite of that. I am like, you need to help you. I'm just saying that you've got to know when you're maxed out. Okay. You've got to know when to say, I can't do all this right now. What can go on the back burner? So I'll give you an example. When we got home from the hospital, about 10 days into postpartum, baby started getting colicky, and that was obviously not expected. And I was coming off of a C-section that was not planned. And so I am dealing with a whole healing process that I know nothing about. And I'm trying to manage this big gash, you know, like C-section situation in my body and a new baby and breast milk and my husband and people dropping off meals and therapy for my son. And it was just like crazy. And I knew in my heart that breast milk could go. I knew I was maxed. And this was not even like, it wasn't like I was processing my birth story and I was like, oh, I need this to get out of my life. It was like survival mode, unfortunately, because of just the intensity of the experience, the unpredictedness of it. And so I decided to give up breastfeeding, and it really sucked. I'm not going to lie to you. And I could cry right now. I mean, it's horrible because I really, really enjoyed that beautiful, connection with my babies. All 3 of my kids, I breastfed for months. And, but also at the same time, I'm not going to lie to you. It's pretty great. It's pretty great being, I'm not just saying that. I freaking love, okay, bottle feeding. I don't love bottle feeding. It's not that jazzy, but I do love that my husband has my baby right now at a sports store and he's fully capable of feeding her and he has a bottle and formula and I get to do this if I want to or go rest if I want to. And I also love that like the night shifts we share, I used to get so much PTSD anyway. So that's a whole different tangent that I'll share a different day on the podcast. I'll go deeper into like breastfeeding versus bottle feeding, I'm sure at some point, because I've learned a lot this being my first time bottle feeding and not breastfeeding. But that's what I will say is my number eight is, you know, you're going to have a cascade of things. And the other thing with that, and this leads me to number nine, which is self-compassion, the skill of self-compassion. So the other thing that happens postpartum, you guys, is, and I don't need to tell you this, like a lot of you guys know this because you've lived it, but is like, in those little moments that you do get away from your baby and you're about to get in the shower or you're about to, I don't know, go like have a little walk for yourself. If you're walking, I don't know, as a C-section person, I haven't really been walking, but you're doing these things for yourself and all of a sudden you'll be hit with emotion. You'll be like finally getting out of the house for the day and you're going to start crying and your brain's going to be like, why am I crying? I finally have a moment for myself. And you're going to be like, because I just had a C-section and I wasn't planning it. And it's like, you don't get to choose when the emotions come up. I guess that's what I'm trying to say is you don't get to choose. We don't get to choose when the emotions come up. Our only job is to be compassionate, kind, and loving to ourselves when they do. Now we kind of can choose, like if you're at a party and you start crying, that's going to create so much embarrassment, you know, depending on your personality and whatever. For me, it probably wouldn't, but I can't say that for certain. So, you know, there is some control. Like there is a conscious, oh, this is awkward. I am really emotional right now and I'm on my period and I probably should filter what I'm saying because I know that when I'm on my period, I get crazy, you know, emotional, whatever. That's different. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you're alone and you have safety with yourself and your body just brings something up like, oh my gosh, you know, whether it's sadness, grief, shock, anger. Oh my gosh, so much anger, so much anger. Oh, so much anger, right? Of just like the whole system and the crappy way women are treated. And also it's a beautiful system and there can be sweetness and gratitude. And anyway, you don't really get to choose and your body's going to bring stuff up. And I hope that doesn't feel scary to you. I hope that what I want that to do for you is not to be like, oh my gosh, I don't get to choose when my emotion comes up, but rather be like, remind yourself, my only job.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big money at
is to feel compassion for myself when the big emotions come up, even when they don't make sense. Okay. And then number 10, I guess, hold on, let me think about number 10. This one, actually, I'm going to say it because I have almost struggled with this a couple different times. So I feel like that's enough of a reason to say it, which is that, so you know how like naturally you kind of want your past life, like you are happy that your baby's here, but there's a part of you that is like, this is so hard. I'd rather just rewind to about 3 weeks ago when my life was like recognizable, right? You know that feeling? So one of the things that can happen is what's been happening with me, which is that without meaning to, I will try and escape my life. Not like commit suicide, but like binge Netflix. But there's not a worse time you could do that than when you're postpartum. And so this 10th one is you got to just be careful when you're postpartum that you're not trying to escape the hard in ways that are going to come back to bite you. For example, if I binge Netflix right now, even though I'm going on 4 hours of sleep because my baby, you know, I woke up with the baby last night, what is that going to do to me in 2 hours from now? And it's really tempting when the Netflix show whisks you away to Hallmark movie land. It's really, really tempting to just let yourself like glide off to that place. And then though, when you turn the TV off, guess what? Now you're really struggling. Now you have, I call it stacked emotions. So now you have your baby's crying, your husband already went to bed, you just binged the movie, right? And I know like that example, you're like, oh, I would never do that. But you just wait. You wait until your life feels so hard that you accidentally start. And I feel like people could do this. I am like really, really aware of this one, but like even pain pills like Tylenol an Advil. Like I heard Pink, the rock star, talking. The rock star. I really like her. I really like her a lot. And she was talking with Drew Barrymore on the Drew Barrymore show. And they were talking about how they both started partying really young, which I didn't, but I just was listening to this conversation. And Pink was like, yeah, I don't even like ibuprofen and Advil anymore. And I was like, wait, what? Like people, it could be so easy to get hooked on anything that whisks you away out of the heart. And I'm not trying to scare you and be like, you're going to get hooked to your antidepressants. Don't take them. Or you're going to get hooked on ibuprofen. You better stay away from it. That's definitely not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that moderation is a beautiful thing. And be aware of yourself, be aware of where your emotions are. And if they need attention now, like it's a tricky balance, right? Because today, my nose is so stuffy. Sorry. I'm like self-conscious of the noise I'm making when I'm breathing in. But today I was, eating. Okay. So here's a good rule of thumb. This is what I do is like, if I'm doing something that keeps me awake anyway, and I'm bored and I want to watch a show, I'll let myself turn it on. Cool. I don't like the word let myself, but anyway, that's just where I'm at right now with it. So I'll be like, cool. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to turn on this movie that I just rented because I thought it looked cute and lighthearted. By the way, that's another thing is don't be watching like really scary, heavy themed content. I mean, you can do whatever you want. You're an adult. Okay. But I'm just saying that in my experience, which is limited, but I have had 4 kids postpartum, I do best with really lighthearted kind of like movies that check you out a little bit, but don't like bring a whole bunch of, I don't know, like The Crowded Room, for an example. That is a movie on Apple TV right now. No, like not postpartum worthy. So maybe one day I'll make a list of like things that I think would be good to watch postpartum and things that I think not. I watch like Pride and Prejudice, The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. What else have I been watching? Just really lighthearted. Sorry, I'm just hearing my husband's voice in my head. He's always like, strong British female lead. He makes fun of me. Is she a writer? Is she an actress? What is she today? but keep it lighthearted and beware of stacking emotions. So those are my last 3 postpartum tips. I hope you guys enjoyed those. And I, really do love that you're here. I'm so, so grateful. Please do me a favor. If you got something out of these, either share them with a friend or leave a review. It helps the podcast grow. And that means so much to me. It enables me to spend more of my time creating content for you guys, both on the podcast and courses and just anything that that occurs to me. So keep reviewing the podcast for me, keep sharing it with friends, and I will see you right here again next week. I love you. Thanks for being here. Hey, did you know that you can book a one-off session with me? That just means one session where we can process your emotions. You can have a safe space. You can finally release that grief or whatever it is that's sitting in your body needing to be released from your birth trauma, etc. You just go to lizzielangston.com, or as always, the links are in the show notes. Remember, I have a postpartum online course and more courses are coming, so make sure you're on the email list. To get on my email list, you can go to lizzielangston.com and get some of my free resources there on the homepage. I will see you at lizzielangston.com or in the show notes. Love you.